Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, buying a second-hand car from a private seller can save you a chunk of change, but it can also land you in serious trouble if you're not careful. No dealer guarantees, no consumer protection, and plenty of room for scams. So how do you avoid buying that proverbial lemon, or worse, even a stolen car? Joining me now is Ernest North, co-founder of the fully digital insurance platform Naked. He's been on the program with us before, and I hope with some no-nonsense advice on how to buy smart, stay safe, and spot the red flags. So Ernest, first of all, welcome, and what's the number one mistake that buyers make when purchasing a used car privately?
Thanks, Jeremy. It's nice to be back on the show. I think I have to start with physical safety. Of course, if you're buying from someone that's a private seller, making sure you look after your personal safety when you're doing the test drive and when you actually take possession of the car is important. So make sure that you do it in a space where you either have a public space where you're looking at the car, or where you are actually close to a police station or something similar, to make sure that you're doing it at the time of day where you don't feel endangered. So I think that's the first point. The second one is protecting your money. So making sure that you don't get scammed by paying for something and then you don't actually get the car. So the best tip I can give people is make sure that you see the green registration certificate before you pay any money. So it needs to be the original vehicle license certificate. And you need to then make sure that you double check that the details on the car, both you have to open up the car and check on the engine, the VIN number, that matches what is on the green certificate, because that's the best way to check that you're not getting a stolen car. So I think your physical safety is number one, and then protecting your money to make sure that you don't pay money over without actually getting the right car is very important.
And Ernest, in that respect, you also say that asking questions is key, and I think that's pretty obvious. What's the first thing that a person should ask a seller then?
Well, I think when you're buying a secondhand car, of course, you refer to the risk of buying a lemon. And so understanding the history of the car is very important. Understanding where it was bought, where it was serviced, how many owners have had it, and whether that car has been in an accident. And getting that explicitly in writing, that's very important. You want to make sure that you confirm from the seller in writing certain things, like that the car hasn't been in an accident according to their knowledge, and that the records, the service records that they're showing you are reliable according to their knowledge, so that it makes it easier if you then find out afterwards that they lie to you. Of course, you have not as much power. It's not as easy to go after them as with a dealer, but there are some rights, and if you do want to start a legal process, it's easier if you have that those confirmations in writing.
So putting the sale in writing, but the other red flag is if the seller won't take calls and only wants to chat via WhatsApp or email. That surely is reason enough to walk away.
Yes, it's an interesting question, because we live in an era where we all want to do things digitally. It's convenient to browse for things on the internet and to buy things with just a click of the button. And so on the one hand, it is a very exciting time where you can do your research very comprehensively online to get the good deals and to find the good deals either on the big sellers' websites or through Facebook Marketplace or things like that. You can find good deals digitally. But then when the process moves into the real world, you should only proceed if you are getting comfortable very quickly that this particular seller is legit and that they're willing to engage with you on a personal basis. In other words, they're willing to meet you in a public space. You can make contact with them over the phone, and they're willing to meet with you at a public space like a fuel station or a police station.
And then once the rubber hits the road, so to speak, important that you've got to test drive the vehicle, particularly if you're meeting that stranger in a public place. How do you handle that process safely, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Safety is an important one. So doing it at the right time of the day and making sure that you either have protection with you or you do, for example, a test drive where you only drive around in a shopping mall parking lot And not leave the shopping mall parking lot. That's very often something that I recommend to people. But I think what is important to note is that transaction is one where your final, you should only pay money once you're comfortable that you want to buy the car. And personally, I found really valuable input from someone that understands cars better than I do. So I can see whether this thing is scratched, I can see whether it does look decent, I can drive around, I can feel it. But getting a certified professional, it's usually not that much. You can get them to perform one of their pre-existing checks. They talk about their 50-point checks, etc. So you can either drive towards that center. Dekra and a few other providers do it really well, or you can find a provider that's willing to come to you to wherever you're doing the test drive and do a quick 30-minute check on the basics of the engine.
And if the seller refuses that independent inspection, that says a lot, doesn't it?
I think that's a red flag. I think somebody that has something to hide will be worried if you're asking too many questions. I think a good seller will actually, and this is a tip for people that are selling cars, not just for people buying cars. I think a good seller is one that is proactive in encouraging the sales process through the use of things that makes the buyer comfortable. So if that paperwork is done well, and particularly if you can get a third party to cast a quick eye over the car and the quality of the engine and look at some of the technical mechanical details. I think it makes the likelihood of the sale going through so much bigger. So if the seller is reluctant, I would be careful.
And just finally, then you get to, you've made the decision, you've bought the car, now you want to register it. Problems if it's delayed or skipped.
Yeah, I think making sure that you have both the forms. So there's a change of ownership form, and there's a vehicle transaction form. So there's two different forms that you can download from the eNATUS website, and having both those forms with you when you're doing the final transaction, but they have to give you the original green license certificate. And so you should definitely make sure that all of that paperwork is done, and you shouldn't pay money over to the seller until you're comfortable that all that paperwork has been done and that it is above board.
Always exciting buying a new car, but as Ernest North from Naked tells us, just be careful. And Ernest, I guess, as well, just trust that gut instinct a little bit too. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you again for the time, and for all everybody out there, drive safe.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.